Blog Talk Radio.
Killing us one by one. In one way or another, America will find a way to eliminate the problem one by one. The problem is the troublesome black youth of the ghetto. And one by one, we are being wiped off the face of this earth at an extremely alarming rate. And even more alarming is the fact that we are not fighting back. Brothers, sisters, niggas. When I say nigga, it is not the nigga that we're prone to fear. It is not the nigga that we say as if it has no meaning, but to me, it means never ignorant, getting goals accomplished, nigga. Niggas, what are we going to do? Walk blind into a lie? Or fight? Fight and die if we must. Die. Like niggas. This is for the masses, the lower classes, ones you left out. Jobs were given better living, but we were capped out. Made to feel inferior, but we're superior. Break the chains on our brains that made us fear ya. Pledge allegiance to a flag that neglects us. Honor a man that refused to respect us. Emancipation proclamation, please. Lincoln just said that to save the nation. These are lies that we all accepted. Say no to drugs, but the government kept it. Running through our community, killing the unity. The war on drugs is a war on you and me. And yet, they say this is the home of the free, you ask me. It's all about hypocrisy. The Constitution, no, it don't apply to me. And Lady Liberty, super bitch, lie to me. It made me strong. I know it's gonna like what I'm pumping, but it's wrong. She keeps the one from learning something, so get up. It's time to start nation building. I'm fed up. We gotta start teaching children that they can be all that they want to be. It's much more to life than just poverty. It's definitely, words of wisdom.
America. 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 I charge you with the crime of rape, murder, and assault for suppressing and punishing my people. I charge you with robbery for robbing me of my history. I charge you with forced imprisonment for keeping me trapped in the project. And the jury finds you guilty on all accounts. And you are to serve the consequences for your evil schemes. Prosecutor, do you have any more evidence? Words of wisdom, based upon the strength of a nation. Conquer the enemy armed with education. Protect yourself, reach for what you wanna do. Know thyself, teach by what we've been through. Armed with the knowledge of the place we've been. No one will ever oppress this race again. No Malcolm X in my history text, why's that? Cause he tried to educate and liberate all blacks. Why is Martin Luther King in my book is weak? He told blacks that they get smacked, turned the other cheek. I don't get it, so many questions run through my mind. I get sweaty, they act like I sequestered the rhyme. But forget it, cause one day I'ma prove the rhyme. Let every brother have to smother on the welfare line. The American dream, though it seems like it's attainable, they're pulling your sleeve. Don't believe, cause it'll strike you. Pulling the life from your brain, I can't explain. Make it so you can't obtain from what you came. You sweat it's the mother that you're living. Inequality, forgetting your brothers that's living. Inequality, but they had us beaten when they took out kids. But the battle ain't over till the black man sings words of wisdom. The battle ain't over till the black man sings words of wisdom.
Nightmare, that's what I am. America's nightmare. I am what you made me. The hate and the evil that you gave me. I shine as a reminder of what you've done to my people for 400 plus years. You should be scared. You should be running. You should be trying to silence me. Huh? But you cannot escape fate. For it is my turn to come. Just as you rose, you will fall. By my hand. America. You reap what you sow. Tupacalypse. America's nightmare. Ice Cube in the lynch mob. America's nightmare. Above the law. America's nightmare. Past. America's nightmare. Public enemy. America's nightmare. KRS-One, America's Nightmare. New African Panther, America's Nightmare. Tulu Shakur, America's Nightmare. Geronimo Pratt, America's Nightmare. Sada Shakur, America's Nightmare.
What's going down? What's going down? What's going down?
down. America, cut, and so on. Today, we're going to get into some things. This is your big brother, little brother, Dolomite Dothan. I got the Master Villa with me as a special guest on today's show.
Hello. Hi, everyone. Good to be with y'all today. Continuing the good work. Continuing the good knowledge. Proceed to give you what you need.
All day. All day. Okay. And today, along with Master Builder, and along with a few of y'all out there who want to check it out, when you check it out on your leisure, your eyes are going to most definitely hit you how I need to hit you when this information comes to your eyeball. Now today, we're going to have a Southern Ancient Court session. And we'll lay these haymakers on these eyeballs, and these eyeballs see what's going down, then we're going to know for sure that we had some traitors knee-deep up in our camps. Oh, yes, and the drug game is part of it. It's part of it. We ain't finished with the breadcrumbs of the drug world in ancient times. There's nowhere near.
There is something else that's going on.
Obviously is. Now, we're going to go ahead and break off into the mainstream of what I got to get into. And I'm going to go ahead and kick on over to my primary page, what I just posted up. Okay? Okay. I see somebody here with some stuff going on. Anyway, what I posted up recently, if it did go through, it didn't go through. Okay, it did. No problem. I'll dig into it another way. Before I even bring it up, I'm going to bring up two other things, actually three. One, we're going to bring up this so-called opium queen, but it's in different regions. Some of y'all would know it as Ishtar. You're probably saying, okay, well, what she got to do with it? Calm down. It's okay. Calm down. It's okay. Calm down. And then we're going to bring up the other queen that's over there in Minoan. And we're going to bring that up. We're going to bring her on. Can't be everywhere at the same time, Blue. And here you see the crown here with the field building. So here you got here with the Minoans. And here you have right here with the Ishtar. Now notice the poles that they rock. Notice the poles that they're rocking, okay? We're not done. We found somebody else in Champaland that had it too. Now let me see if it actually loaded up on my page as of yet. Has not yet. Wow. Okay, we live on that feed. All right, even better. I just had to reload it. All right. Now, here we're going to bring up this queen right here. Okay? Now, mind you, this ain't Ishtar. This ain't Ishtar. You see? This ain't Ishtar. So ask yourself, who came first? You dig what I'm saying? Let me get the other one out of the way and put this back on. Who came first? And what territory came first? Now, mind you, when I bring up this other incriminating evidence, and your mind's going to get bewildered with it. But long story short, you see the poles right here. You see the opium, but this is in the Minoan culture. Now, ask yourself, is opium, the birthplace of opium in Minoa? Minoans is considered the region north of Egypt. The southern parts of Europe between the Mediterranean. So ask yourself, did opium start over there? No, it didn't. We'll come to Ishtar and her poles.
Now, when you say Ishtar, who?
Ishtar.
Ishtar. Who
is that? Everybody, who is that? Who is this? Who is that? Okay, well, in this culture, that mainly was tied to Assyria, Hittites, no matter what name they want to tie themselves to, the Cushites, they got kicked out, man. But bottom line is, you can see her all day stepping on the line, but she got the owl over here, okay? Just like you see this one over here bringing the drug infestation to the region. You see, now mind you, this is before Greece. This is before Greece. This is before King Leonidas. This is before the Trojan War. All this before that. But you see why they were fighting. You can see why they was fighting now. The one that's in the Champa region, you can find right here. And I had to actually zoom in on this chick. I'm like, hold up, something ain't right here. So when I zoomed in on that, I thought it was a snapshot. I'm like, oh, this piece here is broken off. It's decayed or broken off, which means somebody smashed it so you couldn't see how they related and who and what she was holding in her hand.
So they're hiding something. Something's going on.
So how do you got this person over here in Minoan culture. They rocking the opium. There it is, close up right there, clear as day. They rocking the opium right there on the helmet. And it ain't just them, man. It's a whole cake of them.
So when you now for the viewers who are with us currently, Southern Root Radio, if y'all didn't know, Dolomit, always, he's giving y'all a breakdown of seems like he's pointing out a drug trade. Some kind of drug gang or drug cartel, and it's showing you how they manipulate and structures that are in their likeness, and how they make mockery of what they've done. Not mockery, but how they mock people for the things they done by leaving these kinds of things alone. But continue, though.
Now, it's doing even better. They have this documented with the terracotta from Giza, okay? And they have it to where it's 1300 to 1100 B.C. May y'all been on this. I ain't hearing no. You just got into it from the 1300 to 1100. Because this crew over here was rocking it before you. Matter of fact, they cooking it. They cooking it and growing it.
So who is she? Who was she?
This culture here deals with the Champa tribe over there in South Asia. They can see this their version of the lion over there.
The Champa tribe.
Right. The same type of outfit that you would see as far as the way they draw puppeteer of the lion dance or the dragon dance, the lion dance, you're going to see the lion look like this. The fangs may not be in this, maybe fangless, and he just showed a little tongue or whatever, but long story short, the puppeteer of the dance outfit, it's going to resemble that face. It's going to resemble it. And just like you see right here with the same type of architecture. I mean, does it not look the same here as you would see? Same thing.
Wow.
Same thing. Now, I'm going to be more better. I take it back to when it was fighting. And I looked at some of the, this is from the information from the brother who did the video, Nagas of Asia. One of the brothers tried to hit me up, them Europeans and that, blah, blah. All right, let me help you out, my man. Like I said before, you want to challenge all challenges, please step to the ring. You see these brothers right here? Zero down to the T. See them long, elongated ears? Because they got, you know, the weight of the black weight on their earring and the earlobes. So, brother, what's going to tell me that who we saw getting their head beheaded and who doing the beheading, that's too, nah, brother. This is brothers right here up and down in that region fighting amongst each other. And here go the other crew over here that we're fighting against. Them ain't Europeans, Leia. These are not European. Sorry. Show me one helmet that look like that. I beg of you, please. Show me one helmet that looks like this. You got people with spears, arrows, things like that. Man, I do want even better. I do want even better to show you for gazing. I do want better to show you the game. To show you the game ain't nowhere near forget like how you think it is. You see this over here in Egypt, all right? You see how they depicted the brothers over there with helmets, horns coming out the helmets, shields. Yeah, they rocking the spears. Same thing here. If we can come up. Same thing here. The brother rocking the spear with helmets, horns on it. You see? Here it is right here. Where these people headgear at? Because that's not the same thing you would see with this here. I don't see this over here the same thing I see here. You understand? Or the same thing I see here. I don't see that here. So who are these people? And that's common sense to the detail. Who are these people? You can't see him today. If they ain't got no helmet, buddy, and they had helmets back then. It's just European. But these brothers over here with this naval fight getting it on, I mean, it is what it is. They fighting. The person squalling out, it's squalling out, but they rocking helmets. The Olmecs, they were rocking helmets.
No boy getting down.
So, I mean, we got to understand, if you're going to come to a fight, man, you got to bring you some headgear. Look at these cats here. No headgear for this team versus no headgear for this team. So, neither one of them is into the art of war with the bow and arrow. You see that? No bow and arrow. No bow and arrow. So this thing is not new like they tell you 700 AD. That's a lie. You have seen the weapons way more sophisticated with more types of weapons. It would just have been no 1, 2, 3 kind of a thing where just spears only and a few splat head shields, no round shields.
Right.
But this goes to show that even over here in the corner of this imagery or the beam it down, the same dragon art form that you see right here, or even a lion art form that you see right here on the front of this this boat, and you see they facing that way. Let me back it on up for you. Well, it cuts it off, but you can see they all facing that way, while the people at the bottom, they roll in the boat. Guaranteed, the same people you see here are the same people you see. Where we at? Right here. The same group of people you see right here. Same type of art. Same type of art. Same type of art. But ask yourself a hot topic question. Why the Asian people got it underwater since they're the one that flooded? So the same animal that you see right here, I'm looking at it right here, underwater. Underwater. And it will show you through that history how they wind up combining the lion and the snake. And there you see the claws right there of the snake, of the lion itself, and the body of the snake right here. But you can see how they converted to the dragon. You can see clear as day with this knowledge that's here at this particular location.
Mm-hmm.
Clear as day, but who buried it underwater? It gets deep. It gets deep. Now, we ran across some of the hexagon pillars that was over there in Australia. One of the hottest places known. One of the most hottest places that have the hottest desert in the hundreds and kicking hard. But look how...
Cook your breakfast out there.
Yeah, hard. Put your egg down, it may cook before it gets to the ground. Indeed. But look how the hexagon pillar that's in had got decayed. You see, the imagery that I had posted up of the hexagon pillars, you see perfect arc formation, no decay. These ones you do because in the hot region. Others are preserved, either underwater or by water that ain't hot. And look at the decay is right here. You can see it looks like a broken down rock. It don't look like what you saw prior to. Exactly. And you see a whole trailer, but this is Australia. This is Australia. It still has a definition. This whole thing is caked with it. But it's Australia. Here's another form of it right here. If I can blow this up. All right, it's a brother there go. But even you have some down in the lower region on a different part of the land where it's showing perfect formation. Is not decaying all the way through. And see how Australia, if you were to be in that situation, you have an easy access to Africa, an easy access to South America, and an easy access to the... There are gateways where you ain't got to sit and take the long way around like some people had to.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I'm going to back this up even more. Just like you had a Nazca Peru, with the spiral circle that, you know, everybody want to kick in and keep on your, bring up just their pre-manuscript information. Here's a spiral circle right here.
Is that a cloud or something? Is that a cloud? Or?
Well, from what I see, he has a python here.
He got one here.
He got one. That's a cobra head.
That's a cobra head.
But he's biting it.
Yeah. And
he's biting.
And the face, it's a woman.
With a
woman with a
bird
head or something, some kind of bird face.
But and we'll tell them what was there before because it decayed. But either way, you see the outfit right here with this little slash, the kind of outfit that you see like a Japanese person would have on. What just so happened, this crew over here got the same outfit. What are they at? And here they are right here. Here they are right here. Here's the sash up front, like a Japanese warrior, and their butt keeps showing right here on the back end. Whereas the other crew, they ain't wearing that kind of outfit.
So those were people being killed and murdered.
Within that group here took over.
And their main reason for taking over was to enslave men and children, women and children and men, and to possibly to
you do what? You tell who the dominant group because here you see someone here boasting and happy and, you know, X, Y, Z, and if they can go in and win this fight like it ain't nothing. Whereas you come to this side over here, you don't see nobody. You see people fighting to defend their land.
Mm-hmm.
They're overpowered. It's like a last-minute kind of a thing that went on. As a matter of fact, we take that back. You see right down here at the bottom? This man is rocking a bow and arrow right here. So how you come to a war with no headgear?
That's a sneak attack.
How you come, you see clear as day, they hiding in the brush. They hiding in the brush.
That's a sneaker cat. That's somebody coming from the shadows.
In addition to that, the person that you see holding it, he's not dressed with these type of information that you see with this group here who's trying to fight and defend what is known as Lion City. This group here is dressed like a chomp with the long elongated ears right up in here. So we can see clear as day that there was two cultures over there. Side. One of them overthrew the other. but this group documented the fight and what it was about. Guaranteed. Guaranteed you. That's why they flooded it so that all that ink could run off the wall.
So that's like a mirror to their
naval wars.
Their wars and people they've got.
Because Egypt had it too against Nubia in 3000 BC. But this situation here, I mean, it could have been in the ocean, or it could have been. Well, judging by the way this thing looked, it looked like it was in the ocean. No, this was in rivers. I mean, not rivers, but access to big lakes and whatnot. But I know that it could have been possibly rivers as well, like how Nile Valley was in rivers, fighting Nile Wars. That's just, you know,
that's
the reason right here where you see the face right here, and the dang face you see here, you see it here. No, not negative. Here. But this group here copied it. And
so
took it over.
So who are we dealing with here? What are these people, what is their manifesto? What are, you know?
Well, you ain't going on with the program, they're going to wipe you out of here. That's what I'm getting from. Because wherever I see these Instagram pillars.
Then what does that mean? What is
this? Did the opium make too far?
So that was imagery of that they've been there.
How
could something like that get shaped like that, and then to have like thousands of those pillars shaped and carved and seem like they, I mean, like who took the time to do something so studied and so profound? Somebody on opium, maybe?
Well, the thing is this. With this, type of structure that's going on, and, I mean, this is just a decayed version, but to show you what a real version of it would look like, let me come here to another page. I'll come here. This is what the real architect of it looked like. You know, I mean, this is not what you see over here. That shit, I mean, it's decayed. It's decayed bad.
Yeah, it
decayed real bad.
Yeah, it looks very unstable.
Opposed to this one over here that you see around water, this ain't decayed.
And it's like is that something? What kind of stone is that? Is that what is that? You know, kind of stone that is?
There's different variations of it, because as you can see clearly that even at this is a different location. This is what, in Scotland? But look at that one. But you know what this reminds me of?
What's that?
Let's say you go to Baalbek, Lebanon.
Okay.
They remind me of this place. They remind me of this place right here. They remind me of that place right there.
Mm-hmm.
These are like the trilithons, and you see right here? Slabs so big and long, man. These are like house versions of slabs. This right here is another one. A big, long, elongated slab. And look how tall that is and how that weight got up there. Them columns holding it up.
Well, it actually took some engineering, primitive engineering, construct those pillars in that manner. I mean, like, hey, one fly's moving. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, you know, even this picture, it's like the columns are here. It's like somebody lit this whole slab and just put it up there.
Okay.
I wouldn't go that far, but I mean, science is science. Like how you got this long jetted slab, just one whole long piece, right? No breaks, no cracks. That's the whole big region.
It has some kind of, you know, or some kind of technology?
I would say the technology they were using is similar to electromagnetic, because I mean, consider a fat person who hops in the pool.
Mm.
He's weightless now.
He's still going to make a big splash.
But yeah, and with that being said, because you have all this architect at the highest point, I mean, some of the stuff can fell down, but I mean, like, shit, man. This is straight, you know, manifest at its best with technology now. Who also has something similar to this is over there in Cambodia. They have some. I'm not going to see those depictions, but just give you a prime example of how you got something elongated like this, and you also have something elongated such as these. It would fit the same type of world, if you ask me. If you ask me.
You know, mimicry or whatever. Yeah.
It's showing the same thing.
I mean, man, that's rough for me. I can't take my eyes off of it. It's fascinating. And that's carbon? Is that carbon? What the fuck?
Basalt. That's what they call it, basalt, but not everything be basalt unless somebody carves something to make it, you know, that way. I mean, look at this chick here. She's standing in the cut, though.
I mean, and for these various pictures, I mean, it's astounding that these areas are, I mean, they look like people live there or something. I don't know. You can't live inside it, but then again, it's so old, you know.
Which means that if this hasn't been decayed yet, but this one has, that means only two things. This region is getting hotter, or this was made first.
Yeah, I would say so, because not only that, but if you look at the rock area down here,
it's like limestone.
That's limestone, yeah. So if limestone would decay.
But limestone is one of the things that we used to build with.
Yeah.
The pyramid.
Yeah. But yeah, you see that? That is decaying. It's like, you know, it wouldn't probably make a good home.
I mean, it's like it literally became dry rock, basically, and started to crack away, erode away. Unlike these, they didn't roll that way. But again, somebody from this era, in this era, got something to do with this situation, because they all rocking the same pose. They all rocking the same pose.
You got this same chick, goddamn, a pony out there. You see that? Same chick.
Well, what I'm saying to that also is, this culture's location is a location where it's more closer to the homegrown stuff.
Right.
Okay. Where it actually was born on this planet.
Okay, I'm following.
You see what I'm saying? So if they're around the most, we can clearly see how they got it and how Turkey got it. And judging by the crown, this is also the same thing. And this is also the same thing. But you see what she's doing? She putting her foot on the lion clan and got that hook in that mouth.
Wow, that's Cain. And
but you see, it's a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a woman.
That's
here she is right here again with the crown, but she rocking the bow and arrow. What she stepping on? The lion.
So she defeated the lion. She's
talking about the lion. They know she got kicked out, but here she is again, another pose. Same outfit, pose, same crown. No supposed to be horns. Play with it. But for y'all out there who read the book tell you what in Revelation. Seven heads, 10 horns. Well, now you see what group rocks the horn. Because we don't roll that way. Not like this with this many pieces going like that. No, sir. We don't roll like that. We don't roll like this, baby. You're going to see one bull horn. That's it. What they need so many for? Why she got the hook all up in the mouth of mine? You can't go nowhere. I see she was riding it.
You got that hook in the mouth, man. You done.
What you got right here in your hand? Another weapon? Come on, people. Matter of fact, I ain't gonna go there, boy. Well, look here. The same thing Buddy was holding in that video we were just looking at. Because I want the same thing, but I'm gonna back off for a second. I ain't gonna go in yet with it. But back to what I was saying with the coach today. You need to get enlightened on what's around you. You already know what you do and care for you. The agent, you be an agent all you want to and care less. But no, when it comes to this type of information, you got to explain to this type of information technology. When did they get built and which one was the first place to get it? As far as I'm concerned, this place is the most decayed era, which means this place got it first. You see? This place got it first. Everywhere else, let me see what it is. Thanks, fella. Everywhere else that I know of that dealt with, and I can get off this Minoan stuff. Everywhere else I dealt with that had the hexagon pillar, they looked fresher and newer. Like they were built not too long ago. Situation to it. How long ago were these things built? How long ago? How long ago? I mean, you come to this kind of design, man, you wouldn't even know what to think when you came to this. Man, you feel like in a different world. A very different world. Look at all that algae growing on top of that thing. But it ain't decayed. What a decayed thing, but heat dries it out and decay it worse. Okay, I don't know what I got a fruit loom guy out there, but I'm pausing that. And I'm pausing it. Okay. But long story short, from water opposed to this one that you would see, not just from water, but also from very, very dry, arid heat. So if it was built at the same time as this type of construction, that you see in Iceland, it would have been the same field type of formation. It wouldn't have been decayed like that because of the time it was built. I said the time it was built. You see this here? Different location. The time it was built. You see? Here's another one. Different location. The time it was built. So if this was built at its time and this was built at its time, which one you think came first? And who doing the building? And who got everybody on the drugs? And what group got their foot online? But what group out there doing the building at that time? Lion group. Come on, man. Come on, man. You see right there, a lion. You see right here, a lion. We can keep going with it. Ain't got to go to Egypt. It speaks for itself. Nubia speaks for itself. With Apodemic, the war god, the war deity, and the three-faced lion. Trying to calm all the cultures down because hostility done got too hot. But you can see the brother with the slash right here and the butt cheeks. And they boasting, you know, what they finna get into. And this is a group right here with the damn design of Lion City logo right there on their boat. But these ain't Europeans, baby. Look at the head, yeah. Let me know one person that's from Europe like this. And if you got bow and arrows at that time, where their helmets at? We can see why they got shields. We can see why they got shields if somebody got a long distance weapon. We can see why they got it. Yeah?
You know, it's family on family. And then you got so many people from different other cultures who in this melee of see perception, drugs. But with so many women back then who were having kids in a wedlock or widow,
you could have been fighting and killing your own brother
and wouldn't even know it.
They wouldn't even know it.
Wouldn't even know.
And no disrespect, but so many some people might say bastard children, but so many unfathered children, and like you say, mothers just having children, and I'm sure back in those times, mothers would take a kid and just take a kid.
Some people would trade for the kid, or just give you your life or give a child life. Look, give me your child, I'm paying you debt. Now you
yeah,
got all of them.
And that child is slave and working.
For
another group.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you owe yourself to do research and commit yourself to more knowledge, being more knowledgeable and actually grabbing some truth to facts that are really out there, because I tell you, whether you're interested in going so deep down the rabbit hole or whatever, but I mean, there's just some things that you just need to know, and everything isn't the way that it should be. You know what I mean? Because somebody done stuck me in the Kool-Aid, like literally, like, dog, you stuck your finger in my Kool-Aid, bro.
Yeah.
And now that Kool-Aid is no longer drinking.
No.
And this and being that Nubia is and was a powerful region at the time, to have such trickery and betrayal in the family, is I would say it's unheard of, but that would be such an understatement. It just is that powerful.
Yeah, it is. It is. And you get everybody to face you up against everybody, but they all know that they can't vote.
Yeah, they fight. You tell them literally, you fight them every everything.
But I'm trying to find this video right there. Just to see it. I can't remember. It's on Spotify. It's on Spotify. But, long story short, Okay, this is good. I ain't got time to play with it. Okay, this is what I want to come to, right? Okay, now he would call me the European. I don't know why a brother would do that, but I don't see no helmet on their head. And they rock his bow and arrow. Come on, Eugene. Come on, Eugene. Why would you say that, man? Why would you say these are European, but they ain't got no helmet, brother, and they keep bow and arrow clear as day? The Chapa tribe had bow and arrow. We've proved that and shown that. Now, you see the slash right here that you would see, with Japanese war, but you still got bow and arrows too, but where are their helmets? Come on, man. You wide open and get anybody get hit. Anybody rocking no helmets. So, yes, they were seeing a fight, but I'm going to show you a third party who they're not showing that we're going to show you.
Of the European invasion of Africa, and the Europeans slowly activate the fight and take off middle path of Africanism before the entire book of Revelation, unveiled Revelation. Discovered by the one they call Rupo, the future leader. He discovered and unveiled true meaning of this religion of the people of Egypt. The universe called the true book of Revelation, the apocalypse, the book of Revelation, which will be discovered.
Okay, so my point is, let me go over the
United States of America, and they are slaves to identify the true cause of 2000 combat by to confirm the right champion, the very popular African government.
Good. gonna get into it. It shows the man of European. Them two different cultures over there, one from Lion City, the other one from Champa, and they're fighting against each other. Okay. You see these people right here? I don't see no elongated ear on. I just see an afro on. That don't look like this group over here. That don't look like them. That don't look like them. We're going to go any further with it. Judging by the head chopping the way it is, that don't look like them. See these people with the stick with the go ballistic on people? We're going to back up some more with this. Because I want to show another one here. Right here. If I can get a zoom in, you see this brother right here? Going to chop these two other people's heads off over here?
Mm, yeah, I see that.
Come on, man. Come on. Come on, let's speak on it. They tied up, one tied up here. The other tied up their hands behind their back. Another group taking a kid from somebody, finna line them up. But they wearing what? Not no European outfit. They in jungle attire.
They had 50
natives against natives, crushing other natives. Oh, man. Who are these people? It ain't them. It ain't them. Who are these people down here at the bottom getting correct, man? We can't speak on
brick court, but they wrote that they would crush them. They would throw them in hot sugar.
And then you see, again, somebody about to get their head chopped off over here on this.
Double time.
Again. I just want you to know this was going down with the ancient connection over there in Asia. Cambodia. Okay. European came that tore it up. Man, they would have had guns over there slicing the people to hell down. But that wasn't the case for colonialism. If it was a Europe before that, even with the Alexander. That wouldn't have been the case. Somebody would have had helmets. At least somebody with helmets with bow and arrow.
Yeah, European.
The other dead give them away.
Yeah.
Who the heck goes to a military fight today and don't have a helmet with all the bullets in mind?
I mean, your average sport, you need a helmet. Bike riding, you need a helmet. You know?
But this goes to show you that because of that opium, boy, people getting hemmed up bad. People getting hemmed up real bad. And here you see fights all day. But you don't see no helmet. It's only until when you get to the Olmec and the Nile Valley culture, you see the helmet. By that time, somebody already came through with helmet, with chariot race, on chariots, tearing up the land at a fast pace. All the line that came something close to something similar like that is those who reigned the remnants of Genghis Khan or Attila the Hun, the nomad rider, like a hurricane.
Yeah, run through you like locusts.
So, you know, that just goes to show you that we have more in-depth research to do with this. For the Blog Talk Radio, 90 seconds left. We got about a few minutes to sit here and break down some more of this information, but we're going to be leaving soon, knocking out at before 5 and try to beat this traffic, and you know how that is. But long story short, go and check out Dr. Eugene Adams and his video and compare this stuff to. That's where I got a lot of this information from, as well as off the walls of the Champa tribe culture. Only thing I wish I could have had access to was the stuff in Lion City that's on the eastern side, even further than that. But for some odd reason, we had a local fight going on, just like how you had a fight going on with Egypt and Nubia. So, I mean, there wasn't the only fights going down. There wasn't the only fights going down. Just like you had fights with other Africans and the Olmec civilization. That's why nobody ain't around. Poison. Best fighters in the world, but you're poison. Can't fight poison if you ain't no been poison. Other than that, you win the fight all day when it comes to combat. So this is like information to make us understand what we're dealing with and just take it from there. But I'm going to go ahead and sign off on the Blog Talk Nation show and take it from there. And hey, man. And arm yourself with some serious knowledge and get some self, get that mind going the right way, okay? Blog Talk just went off, but we're riding out. Got that, didn't you know, didn't you know? Most definitely. And another thing I wanted to get out the race pretty fast, and I'm going to dig into the same video here. I ran across the geometric of these pentagons and matched up with some things that brought me to this unique shape here, brother. What do you think about that? You see? You just were looking at the star.
Yeah.
But that boy got shoes.
Yeah.
But look at the shape that makes
it. Was he star David up in there?
That's what they say, but guess what now? 1, 2, 3.
Isn't that a hexagon?
That is. Funny
how
that came in. Very much. Gas is so. Very much so. But we just had the young brother, little Nas X, put the little star in his shoe, and he could see the geometrics to the T and fit the hexagon.
I say, are we
stuck?
Boogeyman now?
I have no idea, but something else fit that hexagon. You ready to see it?
Yeah.
Boom. Boom.
Wow.
Boom.
I never looked at that like that.
Boom. And the chin gotta come down, baby. Look at it. How you want it? How you want it? How you want it? And look at it. You got one star here, another star here, another star here, another star here, and another star here, and another star for the rest. How many of that makes? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Just like you got how many stars to it? 5 to the 6, the pentagon to the 5, of the hexagon. Here we are dealing with the same with Hell, Hydra, and all the fighters of the world. I'm going to do you one even better. If it wasn't for this, we wouldn't be watching each other. What they call it, the worldwide way. Play yourself, know what you're thinking. Know what you're in the middle of. This is not a game. This is not a game at all, but you can see clearly day, the shape speaks for itself. You know, you wonder why they had the Pentagon as far as right there for the military. But the same token, you know, it is what it is. But we're swimming on back to the other shape and look at the right properties for it. This is what they call what? Adjacent, alternate, and you got opposite. But these are the way they deal with certain types of ability to make a person do something they do. I was just hilarious. You know, have somebody the same team as the Jason. Have an alternate that can make another route that's closer to the opposite. And these are all games that are bird play. And also to get caked up by people who don't know what's going on around. Like I said, saboteurs. All that sabotage and saboteurs is set up. Man, y'all finna get caught. The blueprint gonna get out there. Right. It's only a matter of time before what? Your ancestors check you and your kids check you. Either way, you're caught in the middle now. But why? Your ancestors know what you did and how you backstabbed. And your kids gonna hate you because why? They gonna learn what you did. You can't keep the truth away from them forever. You still fit. They gonna figure it out. They'll get older. They gonna have your same agenda.
It will come to light.
So rest assured, when dealing with information, you got to know how it originated. But for y'all out there, you know, Star, David, anything else, you got to explain this here, baby. Explain what y'all doing in Hexagon City, baby. What you doing being down with the chompers, huh? If your thing supposed to start, David, however that goes, supposed to be that design, it means what? The people who wrote the book is down with this clique here. And they are their ancestors. You see? And you wonder why the same group changed the writing from hieroglyphics to what? The sorry letters that you know of. Them letters make you do. Each one of the letters got a date. So if it's making you do based off a mathematical property, you can see why this imagery hits and fits the crime, baby. See, the protocol is the protocol. But just to get a clear understanding, that your big brother, your little brother, a.k.a. Dolomite Dolphin, was sent on a mission from day one to find these suckers who did what they did, man. And they to bring that heat on, because I don't care how many of us fall in favor, know and sure that things are gonna go down the way they need to go down in the right way, you know. So with that being said, I'm gonna flow out with my boy, and we're gonna be up out of here,
you Master Builder.
And from that point, my y'all go ahead and just ride on out with my boy. Eric being Rock Camp, getting paid. I don't own the rights to the music. That's for you, Facebook. Have fun with that one. Except for that song. Okay. But long story short, King, we're going to ride out. Just let this thing flow or not and take it from there.
Yo.
Anything you want to say that you learned through this whole experience? Any type of thing that you think that you need to know or want to know or need to know, get it going, baby. Get it going. Back in the day, we're about that paper, that money, getting that currency. Let's get the other currency, baby. That knowledge currency. You should have to pay for electricity. You should have to pay for water. But you're doing it anyway. Your boy, I'm out. Master Villa,
yo,
out.
We out, baby. Double Root Radio, baby. Peace.
Thank you. get a man.